And if you have done, please take your seat in the
presence.
Good morning, church. How are you, wonderful people of God? It's such a privilege and an honor to see you today. All of you looking so beautiful and handsome and full of glory. Hallelujah. It's such an honor to even stand before you today and to fellowship with you. I want to thank God for the opportunity, for yet once again to be here in this place and in His presence. If you have studied how God works, you will realize that God cannot gather people like He has gathered us here and do nothing. Are you expectant for today? God got you out of your house for a reason. You would still be sleeping, some of you. Some of you would be doing your own things. But God made sure you are here. So I want you to open your heart and your mind for the working of the Holy Spirit, because He has a lot to give you today. Say, I am expectant. No, don't be called on me. Say, I am expectant. Say, Lord, I wait patiently for the working of the Spirit in my life today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Dave. Yes, I'm honored to be here with this man of God, the newly Mugole. Mugole ngo nyiride nyonku, we gobo yogera wano. We itachi. Ndoza nkuwe gobo yogera, anti muna. Omugole omulabi yanko FD, anyiride. Hallelujah. This is the glory. He who finds a wife finds and does what?
Amen.
You see that thing, eh? It's very evident on his life. Amen?
Amen.
I want to take you through, just emphasize a few of the announcements. Yes, before we go into the word for the day. Because it's burning me. Amen. You are going to be blessed today. I'm serious. What God brought you here for, you will receive it. Yes. So, like we all know, we are building. How many of you can see the difference on our wall? If you don't see, it's okay. We understand you. Those who see, please raise your hand. Yes, there's a big difference. And if you don't see it, we understand you. Yeah, because it's a bit technical. So we want to thank, on behalf of the leadership of the church, I want to thank you for your giving. Can you please give your neighbor a hand clap? Yes, thank your neighbor. We've been building and we are still building, and we have a great plan for this place. God has given us a vision, of course, through our father Pastor Wilberforce Bezudde. In his absentia, only in the flesh. Yes, only in the flesh. But he's with us. Can we appreciate God for that man of God? Yeah. If it was up to me to choose a father, I would choose that man. And yet I didn't choose him. But if I was given a chance to choose a father, that is the man I would choose. I would even choose him 10,000 times. God has given us a great, great man of God. Can we appreciate him once again? Yeah, the Bible says, give honor to whom it's due.
Amen.
Yes, so the vision of this place is clear. We are going to build the most beautiful church in this nation. Here you have not yet seen anything. We are as if just warming up. We are going to build a church in this place. People will come from all over to come and see this church. Give God the praise. Yes. So thank you for your giving. And those of you that pledged and have not yet given, please fulfill your pledges. That's also godly. Yeah, the Bible commands us to pay our vows to the Lord. When you pledge, you pay. Amen.
Amen.
Because there's still a lot to do. So the next phase we are going on to, we're going to paint this wall. We're going to paint it. It's going to look beautiful. Very, very amazing. And after we are done painting the whole wall, the next thing we'll be talking about is this floor. That floor is going to look amazing. Close your eyes now and see the floor. Are you walking on it? I'm walking on your behalf. Beautiful floor. Beautiful floor. Beautiful floor. Have you seen it? Now clap for Jesus for that floor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amina.
So we shall share the updated budgets. Yes, because this week is going to be very hectic on us. So we've taken a small break. But please, as God blesses you, and as your heart is made up, keep giving. Because we don't want to be panicking to looking for money. So as you get money in the week, please come and give. The office is always open. You can come to Antimasi,
Vasta,
and give. We also have lines that you can give to. I don't see Antimasi. Antimasi, what's the number that we give to? Do you have it off head? Do you have it off head? Please read it for us.
They're on the screen.
They're on the screen right there. So you give as the Lord guides and directs you. This week we have City on a Hill event. This week. I want to encourage you, church, to pray for City on a Hill. Pray for Pastor
Patrick.
Pray for the people he works with. Pray for the entire church. And God will bless you. As you pray, that is your way of sowing a seed in that place. You might not be able to be there physically, but you can actually sow a seed in the spirit. And those of you that would want to be part of the team that is going, I will encourage you to come to any of the leaders after service. We shall tell you what you need to do, how much you will need to pay for transport, and all that. The week is going to be a wonderful week. I've heard that there's a medical camp. But this is another medical camp. It has a spiritual part.
neno nayo erina ekitundu ekyomwoyo.
Yeah, so it's not just the medicine of the doctors.
Siddagala lyokeri abasawo.
As people are given medicine,
abantu nga bawe eddagala,
there's a group of people on fire for God that will be waiting for them in a certain tent. So,
they have done it in such a way that
that when you get medicine, when you get a diagnosis from the doctor, the doctor sends you to get medicine somewhere, but you must go through a tent. That is the entrance to where you're getting medicine. Guess what is in that tent? Hey! Amen?
Amen?
Have you seen it?
Uchirabi.
Yeah. People on fire for God waiting for them.
So,
ngate tunakuwa fansida.
Rachel, before we give you fansida, we give you the spiritual
fans. Ebi yinzo kugwerawo.
You might get healed there. And you don't need any other medicine.
Say amen.
Gamba amina.
Then lastly, the Love Encounter 2024 is here. Yeah. This is going to be the biggest love encounter you have ever seen. And the most beautiful. Yeah, so please sign up those that would want to be part of it. This week we shall be going to Masaka. This year we shall also be going to Masaka.
Love encounter yumaka gunotuja agenda nebukoma nsimbi.
Yeah. So because Bukoma Nsimbi is a sister of this church.
Wow, Bukoma Nsimbi yomwana wa kanisa.
Yeah, so we thought that we need to do love encounter there as well. So please register early and don't miss the chance to be a pioneer in something great. Amen.
Amina.
Are we together, church? Have you understood those things? Amen.
Amina.
God bless you. As we pray, please get me Psalms chapter 27, verse 13. Psalms 27, 13. Dear Lord, we thank you for the entrance of your word that comes with light and understanding. We open our hearts and minds to you that you will speak to us this afternoon, that you will make your visions and plans for our life clear. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Can you give me KJV, please? Church, I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Mm-hmm.
I had faith. To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Can we read it again? I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How can you read such a scripture and you stay miserable, seated and... Okay, let's read it again. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Next verse says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Can we celebrate God? The Bible says, wait. 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 The Bible says, wait. The Bible says, wait. Wait on the Lord. Don't give up. Take me back to 13, please. Don't faint. Choose to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Come on, preach to your neighbor. Start to preach to your neighbor. Say, don't give up.
mugambe mulirana tobiva.
Please tell them, toba na nugu, tell them, don't give up.
Tobiva.
Tell them, don't give in.
Mugambe tobiva.
Tell them, don't sign out.
Tofuluma.
God is still with you.
Katonda chali wa muna.
The story has just begun. Tell him it's not over.
Techinagwa.
Until it's over.
Paka ngachiwe.
Tell him, wait.
Mugambe linda.
Tell them, I said.
Gamba ngambi.
Wait.
Linda.
Don't give up.
Tobivamu.
Don't give in.
Tobivako.
Don't do it.
Tochikola.
Tochikola. Tochigeza. Tokola chi? Tochikola. Wait. Wait. Don't give up. Don't give in.
Tobivamu.
Don't throw in the towel.
To sura katambala.
God is still working.
Katonda chakola.
God is still working.
Katonda chakola.
God is still working.
Katonda chakola.
Come on, God is still at work.
Ngambi katonda chali kumulimo.
Tell, just tell yourself, touch your heart and say, I choose to believe.
Weko ati mchifuga mensa lao
kukiriza. To see the goodness
okulabo bulungi bwa Katonda.
Of the Lord.
Bulungi bwa Katonda.
In the land of the living.
Musee abalamu.
Say, I choose not to give up.
Nsaze obutabivako.
God is on my side.
Katonda ali kuluyirwa.
I refuse to give up.
Nsaze obutabivako.
Say, I refuse to give up.
Ngano kubivako.
This sermon is for someone here.
Obubaka buno bwa muntu omu ali wano.
In this life,
mu bulamu buno,
if you care to research,
bw'ofaayo okunoonyereza,
you will see,
ojja kukizuula,
that there are stories upon stories,
nti waliwo engero,
of men and women,
ez'abasajja n'abakazi,
that have made it in this life.
Abakulaakulanye mbulamu
buno. People who began at zero.
Abantu abatandika ewatali kintu.
They worked their way up.
Ne bakola ne bakulaakulana.
Until they saw the goodness of the Lord.
Okutuusa lubala obulungi bwa Katonda.
This life is full of stories upon stories.
Obulamu buno bujjudde emboozi.
If you can just go to the internet.
Singa ogenda ku internet.
You will see stories upon stories of men and men and women who refused to give up. Some of them, their hope was not even God, the God you believe. They just had this thing in them that things will work. Something will turn out. I don't care how long it takes, but it will come through. For the Bible says that the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Hallelujah. There are many stories upon stories. I've read of men like Michael Jordan, the basketballer, who at one time was even refused to play a game on a basketball court. He was not fit. When they were looking for basketballers, Michael Jordan was not one of them.
Michael Jordan yaliwo ku kisawe naye yali omu kwabo.
If you research about that man,
bw'onoonyereza ku musajja oyo,
today,
leero,
he's one of the richest athletes in the world. He refused to give up. I've read of a man called Albert Einstein. A scientist. Who at one time was even chased out of school. Because his grades were too low. His grades were very low. Today, Albert Einstein is the man that gives us the theory.
Atua,
the scientists know it, E equals mc squared.
At what theory?
The theory of relativity.
Theory yo kugeragera nye bintu.
Yes. And from that theory,
a
lot of things have been made and invented in this world, both good and bad. The man who came up with the nuclear bomb used that theory. So, something is good, but at the same time, the devil knows how to twist it and use it for evil.
n'akikozesa mu bubi.
I've read of a man like Thomas Edison.
Waliwo omusajja Thomas Edison.
Who invented the light bulb? Who made the light bulb?
Yakola etala eno bulb yaka.
Yes. And it is said, some of you have read that story. It is said that he failed to make, he tried to make a light bulb and he only succeeded on the 10,000th time.
Bagamba nti yagezaako nga byakola tebivaamu paka ku mulundi ogw'omutwalo mulamba.
Imagine.
Yagezaako omutwalo mulamba.
What strength does a man have in him?
Maanyi ki omusajja gayina mu ye?
To try to make something 10,000 times.
N'agezaako okukola ekintu nga tekikola emirundi omutwalo mulamba.
N'akikola ogusooka nekigaana.
The first time it failed.
Ogwokubiri nekigaana.
Second time it failed.
Mirundi kumi nekigaana.
10 times it failed.
Mirundi kikumi nekigaana.
100 times it
failed. Bibiri akyakikola.
200 it was still doing.
Bisatu akyakikola.
300 times it's still pushing.
Lukumi akyakiriko.
1,000 is pushing
paka something. Paka omutwalo gumu.
Until he made 10,000 times.
Naga paka nge bulb yase.
Until when that bulb had
and
light.
And when they meet Thomas Edison.
Erabo omusisinkana.
They ask him.
Bamusinkana ne bambuuza.
What made you not give up?
Chechi akuleta obutabivako.
You failed 10,000 times.
Walemererwe emirundi.
He said, you don't know the story.
Aga temumanyi.
He said, I didn't fail.
Salemererwa.
Not a single time.
Sino mulundi no.
I just found out.
Na chizula buzuzi.
10,000 ways.
Ntiemi emirundi mitwalo mulamba.
How not to make a bulb.
Emirundi mitwalo mulamba wotasobola kula bulb.
That's a guy who doesn't give up.
Oye musajja tabivako.
That's the attitude. He says 10,000, now I know, I can tell you, ziba 9,999 times that a bulb won't light.
Nsobolo kubuli emirundi lwenda mu kyenda mu mwenda gyosobola okukola ne bulb netayaka.
In other words, I am the master.
N'olwekyo nze ndi
of a light bulb.
Owa bulb.
If you want to know about a bulb,
bobo inachoyagala okumanya,
talk to me.
Yogera nange.
That's the attitude.
And
that if you study the lives of all these men, put all the richest men together, the Bill Gates, who's this man of X? Elon Musk. If you put all these guys together and they ask you what is the similarity between these men, some of you, or most of you would say they all have money. That is not the similarity. The first similarity amongst all these men is that they refused to give up. Say amen. They refused to give up. The life of a believer is a life that God has called you to a constant faith. To believe to the end. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, we don't lose heart. We don't give up. Even though the man you see, the outward man, this body here is perishing, it might be sick, it might be tired, but the man inside, that man is being renewed day by day. That man does not give up. That man does not throw in the towel. That man cannot wake up and say, I have tried and things have failed. That man inside must keep going. Because he says, whatever you consider pain, whatever you consider failure, is only a light affliction.
Kunafudala. Very light.
If you compare it to what is working in us, it's exceeding, it's eternal, and it's a weight of glory. So I don't care how many times you've tried to start a business. You are the one I came here for. Don't give up. I don't care how many times you've carried that disease in your body. You're the one I came here for. Don't give up. You cannot give God any excuse. That is biblical. For you to give up. It's not there.
Tell you.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. And as much as this earth has many stories, the Bible has many of them. The Bible is full of men and women who refused to give up. Abraham is called out of his father's land at 75 years of age. Let us first pause there. Abraham started his journey at 75. The man you call your grandfather. The man you love so much. The man who teaches you faith and righteousness. He began at 75. How old are you, Mpozi? Don't answer. Don't answer. 75. A man is waiting. And God shows up. And he says, okay, you've waited long enough. Come, let's go. When he takes him on a journey, it's a journey of faith that he has never even seen. At 75 years of age, it is very hard to tell a man or a woman of 75, come, let me take you to a place I will show you. You better tell them where you're taking them before you begin telling them to go. Because they have seen it all. You are not taking them anywhere. They are not excited. Like these 20-year-olds. These 20-year-olds, just tell them, let's go. In fact, do you know why some of them are not at church? There's a person who was coming to church. And a friend phoned them on the way. And told them, where are you going? Kuchachi?
What is there?
Baba Sasula.
Do they pay you?
Baba Wemere.
Do you have lunch there?
Ah! Jangwe no gwenze nina plot.
Come and we go for another plot.
So there's a person who's not seated here. Not because they are sick. Not because they are busy with work. But because their faith was weak. And they were excited. It's only excited people you move like that. Now, not a man of 75. 75, a person has seen. But when God meets Abraham, Abraham does not ask questions. He says, Lord, if it is you, we go. He believed. And at 75, the journey begins. And you know the story. How that he didn't have a child.
Ibrahim teyaina mwana.
He was a rich man.
Yali musajja mugaga.
He had camel.
Yaina endogoyi.
He had camels and donkeys.
Yaina endogoyi
nembalas. And horses and land and possessions.
Aina mataka nebyo bugaga binji.
And servants.
Naba wereza ngalina.
But he didn't have an heir to inherit his things.
Ne teyalina musika agena kusikira
bintu. And God promises this man a child.
Era katonda asubiza omusajja ono mwana.
And at 75, a man believes. He says, I will get a child. It's okay. At what age did Abraham give birth? The child of promise. Isaac. 100 years. Which means it took Abraham 25 years to wait for a son. Now, there's something there. In the 25... some mistakes happened. We see him at some point coming to God and telling him, you might be a bit slow, dear Lord. I have a chief usher, a chief servant. He's called
Eliezer.
I am thinking this man can inherit my things. God says, no. I am giving you a son. At 80 something, his wife Sarah walks to him, sells him a story, and he ends up sleeping with Sarah's handmaid.
N'amaliriza nga yeebase n'omukozi wa Sarah.
And he gives birth to Ishmael.
N'azaala Ishmael.
Presents the boy to God.
N'atwala Ishmael.
And he says, I think God, when you said you are giving me a son, you meant this one.
N'amugamba Mukama bwagala ogenda kumpa omwana wali
otegeeza. Because I saw you are taking long and you know things might go bad, so I decided to, you know, help.
Naye yawano kubanga nalaba ng'olwawo bintu biyinza obutagenda bulungi.
Have you ever read anywhere in the Bible?
Wali osomyeko wantu wonna mu Bible?
That said, the day Abraham gave birth to Ishmael, he stopped believing. I'm asking a question, dear church. Have you read anywhere in the Bible where it says that the birth of Ishmael disqualified Abraham from faith? No. So why do you say, because you made a mistake, you don't believe anymore? Why do you say that because what you had prayed for didn't come at the time it wanted, therefore your faith is weak? That is not how God measures it. Abraham was still the grandfather of faith up to now.
Now
you can sing all his mistakes all you want. Sing all those songs. But it will not change the truth that Abraham believed. And it was counted to him for righteousness. Like it or not, Abraham was a righteous man. Did he make mistakes? Yes. But God does not measure your life that way. Amen. Believed in the Lord. He believed in the Lord.
Yakiriza mukamafe.
And God
ira katonda
counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham was a righteous man.
Ibrahim yali musajja mutukirivu.
That man believed God.
Oyo musajja yakiriza katonda.
Moses.
Musa.
One time.
Onakulumu.
We see him.
Tumulaba.
In trouble.
Ngali mu buzibu.
He has gone to Egypt.
Yagenda.
He has convinced the children of Israel that God sent him to take them to the promised land. And the children believed. The Egyptians refused. They went to the next step. God had to show his power. So God sends the 10 plagues, like you know them, until Pharaoh finally says, okay, go.
Paka falawe yagamba nti mugende.
The children leave Egypt.
Abana sine bava Misiri.
And they are journeying on their way. Ngabali ku lugendo batambula. And they come to a standstill.
Ne batuka
ne bayimene. They meet the Red Sea.
Basinkane nyanje myufu.
They are at a place.
Bali mu chifu.
Where?
Awo.
There is no other way to go. If you don't cross the sea. Now that's not where the story gets hot. The story gets hot when Pharaoh changes his heart, like all madmen be, who have issues. He says, I don't want. I want these children back here. We are going to pick them. So we see chariots, horses on their way to go and stop the children of Israel from crossing so that they can take them back to Egypt. Now, I want to use your imaginative abilities to reach where we are. Moses
Musa
has about, I think there were about more than 300,000 children, people.
Abantunga bisatu.
No, emitwala asatu.
Emitwala asatu.
Yes. More than 300,000.
Abantu emitwala asatu.
They are in one place.
Bali mu kifo kimu.
And all their life is looking at Moses.
Ngobulamu bwabwe bonna butunuulidde omuntu.
Moses, you got us out of Egypt.
Musa, watujje Misiri.
Moses, you better have a plan for us.
Oteeka okubaako amagezi gotuwa.
And that is how some of you put pastors on pressure. You make a phone call to your pastor and you tell them, listen, I don't know what you're going to do, But my eyes are on you.
Naye amaaso gange gali ku ggwe.
That is the same pressure Moses had.
Eye pressure him Moses
on his head.
Ku mutwe gwe.
Now, that there's an interesting thing I want to show you today.
Kati waliwo ekyewunyisa kye njala okubalaga leero.
When you read ancient Jewish texts, there's a way they break down that part of the story. And I feel someone needs to hear it today. So, in this confusion, in this fear, all these guys are standing and looking at the sea. And behind them, they can hear Pharaoh's troops coming for them. And all of a sudden, this is what I imagine. They look down. They look up. They look to the side. They find themselves looking in the sky. And they ask themselves, could this be the last day we are going to breathe? Could this be the end of the story? Could it be true that God actually got us out of Egypt so that we can die here? They look at Moses. They keep calling him. What next? What do we do? Pharaoh is coming for us. Now, in there, when you look at ancient Jewish texts, this is the story they break down. How true, I don't know. It's not really in the Bible, but there's something for us to learn. It is said that this camp was broken into four parts. And these four parts have defined the four phases of fear or unbelief. So one of the old men in these people screams and shouts at Moses. And he says, Moses,
Musa,
we know you don't have a plan anymore. That's why you're quiet. You don't know what to do. In your plans that God talked to you, this part was not there. Yes, you hadn't thought about the sea. Now we are here. We are stranded. He tells Moses, step aside. I'm going to give the people an option. And the option he tells the people is children of Israel. There's no point in waiting. There's no help coming. We are stuck. I have a strong place of advice. Let everyone carry the knife they have. A knife. And let us kill ourselves here. The Egyptians are not killing us again. And we are not dying in this sea. I suggest that we kill ourselves. Unlike you know how gatherings work. If we got into an argument here, this congregation would be divided. Some people go on one side, another goes to the side. So there's a group of people that went with that man. They first took a side. And that is the phase that is called self-sabotage. Yes, self-sabotage. That is one of the stages of fear. You woke up one day with an idea to start a business. You invested money. When you invest money, meanwhile the money was also a loan. You went to a bank because you were sure you had done all the due diligence and market research. You were sure that business was going to work. Because of that security, you walked to the bank You borrow money.
No way will I send.
You start the business.
No time to business.
You entrust it to a friend.
No, you kwa samu kwa.
You wake up one morning.
No zuka kumacha.
And your friend has betrayed you. And the money is gone.
Sente zonanga zifute.
The house you put in the bank is gone.
Nyumba jiwateka mbanka
abajitute. The car you put there is gone.
Moto kayunga abajitwala.
You don't know what to do. The business is gone.
Business again.
The money is gone.
Sente zwede.
And the next thing you think is, what good am I on earth? Put a rope in the neck.
No, ateko mugwambulago. Na yetuga.
Go to the shop. Buy poison.
Ugenda kuduka na agula obutwa.
Kill yourself.
Na anyo obutwa.
What you're dealing with is fear.
Eche chikutawanya kutia.
It's just a stage of fear.
Kutia.
If you understand that problem, you will fix it. You should know, as a child of God, that the story does not end there. I said the story does not end there. Another old man rises and says, guys, I want us to be realistic. I've just fixed in that word because it's a common word these days. I want us to be realistic. There's one thing to do. Pharaoh is about to reach us. Instead of wait for him to kill us, can we bow ourselves down to him and tell him,
please don't kill us. Don't beat us. We are yours.
In fact, nejotu abadde uwo.
And then that day before we were at your place,
akasajja akatufeze.
This man lied to
Kamusa,
us. Moses lied to us.
Katukakasizawo ebintu.
And he convinced Katonda, us about
Katonda, simanya bichi bichiawo.
A god or whatever he said.
Nekakola yobu badi badi yao, netubula babu mirako.
And he did some acrobatics and we saw
omugo
some
nigufuke emusota umbyo kusaga.
The road turned into a snake.
Nitugamba tugeni na akasajja.
And we say, let us go with the man.
Na yo, tata Farao.
But please, Farao.
Febabo.
We are your people.
Tuli bantu bo.
We are your children.
Woligwa we tuligwa.
Where you fall, we will fall.
Abantu bo bali babantu baffe.
Your people will be our people.
Twetegese tutwali.
Please take us back.
Tuzeye Misiri.
Take us back to Egypt.
That is a stage called retreating.
Echo chebaita okudle mabega.
Omuntu ne yewayo.
Somebody surrenders themselves.
All the ideas you had at first, because you have tried once and it has failed, you choose to move backwards. You are
fed up of poverty. You invested your money into a business. And you say, I was born to be poor. I have nothing to do. You look at your lineage. You look at your brothers. You look at where you come from. And you say, this is my fate. This is how God made us. Some people say, there are some believers who use these things. Where should I go? You don't know where to go.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Come here.
That is the second man. A third man gets up and says,
you people, what's wrong with you? How many are we? We are very many. Aren't we strong enough? Can't we get some sticks here? That man who is coming, we are able to beat him up. This is what we do. Leave alone the things they are saying. Going back, what are we going back to do? Why are you killing yourselves? Let me advise you. Let us get a hold of Pharaoh. We go for him and his horses. Let us beat him up. Whatever happens, let it happen. If he kills us, he kills us while we're fighting him.
That is a stage of fight. In fear. We are in fear. Many people fighting today, they are fighting because of fear. Somebody's.
Somebody's. Somebody robbed you of your stuff. And you say, as long as I'm still alive, I'll show you who I am. I thought you were a child of God. I thought you were born again. I thought the old things passed away.
I am going to show you my true colors. Ontegere. Ompulira ku bagamba. Ompulira ku TV onda wa kureti. A child of God is speaking like that.
Umana katonda yogira bwati.
Na inga they don't know. Inside them,
they are speaking out of anger.
Nebalooza okukukiriza.
And they think that is faith.
But that is fear.
Okukutia.
Chechukulwanya. Yesu chava gamba.
That's why Jesus says.
Akubyo luyi kutame elimu.
When you somebody slaps
you. Kubanga gweto jude kutia.
Because you're not full of fear. Dala. Turn the other
Akube.
Side as well.
Ayagala okutwala mayiro emu. Genda naye mayiro biri.
The one who wants to take you up for 1 mile, go 2 miles.
Ayagale sati yo.
The one who wants to take your shirt.
Ne koti jimuwe.
Give them even your jacket.
Olagenti tolina kutia yadde.
And you sure and
kubangoli mwana wa Katonda.
You do not have fear on the inside of you because you are a child of God.
The fourth old man gets up and says,
"Umsaji wo kuna na stuka na."
Okay. I've heard all of you.
My number ulide.
Ayagala twe 10 mutumu ulide. Simanchi mchamu chimuliko na yeke tumu ulide.
The one who wants us to kill ourselves, I've heard. I don't know what is wrong with him.
Ayagala twewe wa Farao na yetu mutegedde.
There is a man who wants us to surrender lives to Pharaoh, we have heard.
Ayagala tulwani se Farao.
And the one wants us to go against Pharaoh, we have heard. But please.
And this is what I picture in my imaginative mind.
Oh no,
because of the way the answer he brought.
Option
he
was trying to show how humble he was.
And by the way, gauge this story and know where you fall. All of us here are somewhere in that in a certain category. Because of the answer.
Now the fourth one, because of his option. Say it, please. We are children of Israel. God chose us. And he called us his children. And the Bible says. Leave the Lord to fight your battles. This is my advice.
Don't do anything. Stand.
Tuimirire.
Be motionless. No, totambula, totosagasagana, tobakuulaga.
Don't go anywhere.
Stand in one place. Njagala, in fact, namaso tugazibirize.
I want us to close our eyes.
Tuingire okusaba.
And we go into prayer. Katonda yatujeri. God is the one who brought
Katonda
us from this
land.
Is the one who
tewali mulala agenda kutuyamba.
No one else is going to help us.
Na yenga agamba.
And he says.
Answers onna ze bandirowoze zako.
That all the solutions that they would have thought about.
But this is the body.
Put them aside.
Kubanga.
Because.
Katonda agenda kujalwani.
God is going to come and fight.
Toba akochokola.
Do nothing.
So, eyatandika business.
The one who started the business.
No take sente zone zifa.
And you invested in your man and collapsed.
Leke rao.
Just stop, pause.
Togena mchibuga.
Don't go to the city.
Toyingira office ya mtu
nomu. Don't go into anyone's office.
Abantu babbi.
People are thieves.
Abantu bajja babba.
People will steal your money.
Abantu batandika zi company kutuba.
People open up companies to steal.
Toba akochokola chi?
Do not do anything.
Tugene mkanisa tusabe.
We go to the church and pray.
Tugene overnight.
We go to the overnight.
That is the group of people who pray a lot, but they don't do anything. They pray and pray. In fact, their motto is push.
Push.
Pray
Saba.
Until
Oktusa.
Something
Ngawaliwo.
Happens. Baba mchala wa. Mbadde ngenda kozesa example y'omugole kankozeseo eyange. Saagala kweyetera bizibu. bwabanga mukyala wa David gwononya,
if you're looking for David's wife,
nga gwe Katonda akugambye yoyo mukazi wo,
and God has said that is your wife,
tofayo.
Don't mind.
Push.
Pray.
Pray.
Paka.
Until
nga waliwo
something happens. So esala y'omuntu ono egamba ai Katonda,
this is their theory, this is how they pray.
Nze nsazeewo,
God, I have chosen,
sigenda kunoonya mukyala wange,
I'm not going to look for any other,
kubanga nze gwendabye,
because the one I saw,
okay, bali bamutwala dda,
well, she's married
naye,
but
tekiŋŋaana mufuna,
doesn't stop me from getting,
kuba manyi okusaba,
because I know how to pray.
So mukama,
now God,
ngenda kuyita omuliro,
I'm gonna call fire,
gwoche David,
to consume that man.
Yona jali
wherever he is, you never have peace.
Baba ali awakiri akawunga kamtuge. Na yo David oboya galo watu agala oja kutao muchala.
You let that woman go.
Omchala wange.
The woman is mine.
Fire.
Muliro.
Wama webali. Wogana nyo bakuulire kubanga bayizolowoza tusa. So this is a group of people.
Katibano ebantu.
They are in church.
Bali mukanisa.
They are fasting.
Basiba.
They are praying.
Basaba.
But not because they have the revelation of prayer.
Silwa kwanti bayina okubikulira lwachi basaba.
But because they are full of fear.
Nerwa kwa bajudo okutia.
Pharaoh is chasing them.
Falawa bagoba.
They can even smell the dust from the hooves of the horses.
Baunyiza ne fufu embalasi zestula.
They can hear the sounds of the horses. They can hear their chants. And they are like, one no.
These things of go and do something.
Genda osabe.
Just go and pray.
So you find a person.
No sinka no more.
They love God.
Katonda.
They want to do everything. But they
are
full of fear. Now I want to show you the man of God Moses. Looked at all of them. Studied them and listened. And he gave them an answer. Exodus chapter 14. Let's begin from verse 13 and verse 14. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, those horses you hear coming, that dust you have seen there, that noise they have made, the Egyptians whom you see
today,
you shall see again no more forever. Now, there was an answer for every group. The group that was talking about killing themselves, self-sabotage. The answer was, don't fear. Don't fear. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. The group that was talking about retreating, walking back to Pharaoh, he told them, the Egyptians you see today, you shall see no more forever.
That is the last time you see an Egyptian coming after you.
I hope I'm speaking to someone's heart today. He talks to the third person. The one who was talking about fighting.
If they have taken your money, go for them.
Then you know,
I have my witch, I can take it to my witch.
Then you know, those
things are there.
Abo yabagamba,
he said to them,
stand firm and see the salvation that God will bring today. But the last group is the one I was very interested in. People who are moved to pray out of fear. Those ones he told them, you shall remain silent. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many times have you seen a pastor
mirundi emeka gy'olabye omusumba
telling people not to pray
ng'agamba abantu temusaba.
Moses, Pastor Moses
omusumba Musa
tells the children of Israel
agamba abaana ba Isirayiri
to remain quiet
basirike.
Do you have the KJV, please? KJV. This is verse 13, yeah? Verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you.
Mukama anabalwanirira.
And you shall hold your peace.
Namwe munasirika.
Esala ze musaba.
The prayers that you make.
Mukutia.
Out of fear.
Olusi ziri mukuzimba Katonda biyamenya.
They are building the things that God already that God has broken down.
Abamu kufe.
Some of us.
Bietu itam.
The things we go through
is just the process.
Mutendera.
It is making you firm and stronger so that you will sustain what God has released from heaven for you. If what you are asking God for comes to you today, it can kill you. God wants to just make you a little more firm. Tell your neighbor, grow a backbone.
Katonda yagala kukuza mugongo.
Grow a backbone.
Nyweza mugongo gwo.
Believe God.
Kiriza Katonda.
Believe God.
Kiriza Katonda.
Don't faint.
Tozirika.
Don't give up.
Tobivamu.
Hold your peace.
Sirikirira.
And God will fight for you.
Katonda yakulwanirira.
And there are many other men.
Wali abasajja labanji.
Elijah.
Elia.
Has called fire from heaven.
Ayise muliro kuva muguru.
He has done all the wonderful things. But we see Elijah running like any normal man. The greatest prophet in Israel. The chariot and horseman of Israel. Is on the road running to enter a cave. Running away from Jezebel. Who is Jezebel?
Jezebel yani.
Who knows? We know at least Elijah. But who is Jezebel? And Elijah, the man of God, with all his anointing, he's running away. David
Daudi
has gone through all things. By the way, if you didn't know, David also took about 25 years to enter the office for which he was anointed.
God has anointed
you. You know it. You know dreams, you see the dreams you have. You see the revelation you have when you read the Bible. Some of you have laid hands on some heads and healing has come. But in the midst of that, your business fails.
Business
yefu. Your marriage fails. Your body has refused to heal. And you want to give up. David was anointed. But he had to go through a certain process for about 25 years serving the same man who is occupying his office.
Saul.
We see David at one point. Standing in front of
Goliath
to save Israel. And guess who asks who is that boy? The same man who every time he's possessed with demons, this car boy is the one they call to play for him endingidi. So that demons can leave the man of God. But now the boy has come to save the nation. The man doesn't know him. Kanania kazara.
Ask who is the father of this little boy. Who is the father of this little boy? Where does he sleep? I've never seen this boy. Where did he get that strength?
You are serving a boss. Every day he's giving you work. You wake up one morning and the man says, "Sikumani."
I don't know you.
You're staying with a person. You've trusted them with everything. They wake up one morning and they disappoint you. You are not the first. And you are not going to be the last. I have one word for you. Don't give up. Don't draw back. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Unlike any man of God in the Bible, David messes up at one point.
Dawudi akola ensobi.
Kills a man to steal his wife.
Ato omusajja atwali mukyala we.
If you read that story,
bw'osoma olugero olwo,
you will know
ojja kukizuula
that David was sure
nti Dawudi yalina obukakafu
that his life had come to an end.
Nti obulamu bwe bwali bukutuuse ku
nkomerero. He was sure God was taking him.
Yali akimanyi.
When prophet the Nathan came to him and told him, "You have sinned against God."
Nasa nayo yajja namugamba nti yono nyeri Katonda.
David knew he was going to die.
Dawudi yamanya agenda
kufa. But he refused to give up.
Ne yagano kubivaa.
He kept believing God.
Yakiriza Katonda.
He said, "God, I don't know.
Naga mukasimi.
I don't know how you're going to save me out of this.
Simanyi bogenda kundo kula
kubamu. But whatever you do,
necho nacho
okola. I am with you."
Ndi wamu nawe.
And as a result of that mess,
era ngovudde mu okuva mu nsobye.
We see David at another point.
Tulaba Dawudi.
Also running for his life.
Ngaduka olobulamu bwe.
His son, was it Absalom?
Mutabani we Absalom
has made up his mind to take over his kingdom.
Asazewo kutwala obwakabaka.
Even when he's still alive.
Ne wakwade nga kitawa akyali mulamu.
And the Bible says there's a scripture, I think 2 Samuel 15, 26 or 23. I'll not read there because of time. The Bible says that even David the king
Bible ganti ne Daudi kabaka
was running for his life.
Yali adduka okwekwe.
And he crossed over the valley of Kidron.
Natsala ekiwonvu cha Kidron.
The valley of Kidron was the dirtiest place in Israel.
Ekifo ekyo kyakisinga obukyafu.
That's where they threw all the garbage from cleaning the temples.
Eyo gye basuula nkasasiro yenna gwe baayonjanga.
So you can imagine after all the sacrifices, the blood, the intestines, ebiwoolo byonna biri omwo.
Now imagine all the crap that was in that place.
And the Bible says even the king himself crossed over.
Bible yega nti kabaka mwene yasala ekiwongo
ekyo. Even the king himself.
Ne kabaka yennyini.
I think 26. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Kama yebazibwe.
Jesus Christ our savior.
Yesu Kristo mulokozi wafe.
Is also not excluded from this story.
Na itava mulugero luno.
The man has performed miracles.
Omusajja akoze ebyamagero.
He has done everything.
Akoze buli kintu kyonna.
And one time,
Eromo nakulumu.
He's in the garden of Gethsemane.
Ali mu rusuko olwo.
And he has seen what is coming upon him.
Alabe ekize jali.
And he says, "Father,
naga machitangi.
If it be possible,
singa kisoboka.
Let this cup of suffering be taken away."
Ekikompe kino kimveko.
That was Jesus's most notable point of weakness.
Awo Yesu weyalabikanga ali mu bunafu obwasembayo.
But like the standard he is,
naye olwa omutendera gwaliko.
The Bible says,
Bible yegamba.
He also said,
yagenda maso nayogera.
But Lord,
naye mukama wange,
let your will be done.
Leka okwagala kukolebwe.
Because I'm not giving up.
Kubanga sigenda bivaako.
You sent me to finish this, I'm finishing it.
Wantu mukumaliza kino era nkimaliriza.
Now let me finish with one last scripture.
Katika malize nechani kwa
chimu. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
Abibulania 12 nyorusoka.
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
Abibulania 12 rusoka.
Mukoye. One last scripture. One last scripture. Give me the amplified, please. One last scripture. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Amplified, please. Likopala sale bron tele kashataya. The Bible says,
Bible yagama.
Therefore then,
Norwecho.
Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
Lokwatwe tuludwa bajuliza abantu.
Who have borne testimony to the truth.
Abali no bujulizi kulwa masimu.
Who are these people? These are people who have gone ahead of us. Some of them are in heaven. Apostle Paul,
Paulo Mutume,
Peter,
Petero,
Jeremiah,
Yeremia,
Isaiah,
Isaiah,
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
All these guys are looking down on us every day and they are cheering us on and saying, "Go, my child. Believe God. You can finish that business.
You can
go through that marriage.
You
can finish everything you have begun. You can buy that car. You can do that wedding." These are some of the witnesses. But because they are saying that they have borne testimony to the truth, there's also a group of people who are still alive. Some of them are with us. They are also part of the great cloud of witnesses. And those are the men and women of God that are always telling you, "Go forth." Go forth. When Moses finished speaking to these children of Israel, he told them, now, let us go. Because this sea is nothing to our God. So he says, let us strip off, throw aside every unnecessary weight and that sin which so readily clings to and entangles us. He's talking about things that bring unbelief in our life. The things that are causing us to faint. And let us run with patient endurance. Steady and active persistence. The course that God has appointed before us. Verse 2 gives us three things to do for every believer. From studying the life of Jesus, whatever you're going through, child of God, there are three things to do. Number one, look away from everything that will distract you from Jesus. Tell your neighbor, look away. Ask them, is it a voice that is taking you away from God? Look away.
Those people are despising
look
you.
Look away. If they don't greet you, it's okay.
Okay.
Look away from everything that's going to distract you.
There's a
race to run. And we must finish it. And we must finish strong. Two. He says, Jesus is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief. That means that Jesus went through everything you're going through. That's why he's the first incentive for our belief. And he's also the finisher, bringing everything we are doing to maturity and perfection. Praise the Lord Jesus. The second thing I want to show you there that we must do is endure the cross. Come on, everyone shout, say, endure
the cross.
Every one of us here has a cross to carry. Whether you know it or not, there's a cross for you to carry. Some of you, it's in your marriage. Some of you, it's with your business. Some of you, it's your career where you work. But there is a cross. Jesus says, if any man desires to follow me, let him carry his cross and follow me. Endure the cross. Gumire mbera.
Be strong.
Gumire mbera.
Be strong, endure. You're not going
to
die.
No, preach to your neighbor. Preach. Say, gumire mbera.
Tell your neighbor, endure that situation.
Tell them, togenda kufa.
You're not going to die.
E chiganye chigane na ye gumire mbera.
Whatever has failed, let it fail, but
God
endure.
Is with you. God is with you. Jesus knew that God was with him. That's why he endured this cross. The last thing to do, despising and ignoring the shame. And he says, as a result of that, he's now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Despise and ignore the shame. Despise and ignore the shame. If you have one dress, that is not a reason for you not to come to church. Let them laugh.
Are they the ones who died for you? Those who are laughing at you, that you're putting on the same shoe, are they the ones who died for you on the cross?
Ignore and despise the shame. And you find children of God bananda babatia.
How will they see me?
How can a child of God be worried about how people will see you? Jesus went through it all for you. He ignored it. Imagine. Jesus is up on a cross. And there's a command on his side. Telling him,
Come again.
Hey. Yesu.
Jesus, are you the one?
bagambiye gwa nti omunazaalesi.
They said you are the one.
Kabaka wa Abayudaaya.
The king of the Jews.
Kakati Yesu.
Now Jesus.
Okola ki kumusalaba
nawe? What are you doing here?
Nze omubbi.
With me.
Nze nabba.
Me, I stole stuff. I'm a thief. You have never done anything. What are you doing here?
Okay. Bobanga gwe Yesu.
If you're Jesus.
Njagalo otulage.
I want you to show us.
Tulage kumanyi golina.
Show us some power.
Wenunule.
Save yourself first. And then save us.
Ogambo manyo okusaba.
You say you know how to pray.
Wacho oli mwavu.
Why are you broke?
Ogambo osaba nyo ku Sunday.
You say you attend services.
Fete tusaba.
For us, we don't go to church.
Emotoka yeriwa.
Where is your car?
Batambula no weba ti ababikubuza ebyo. Emotoka yeriwa.
Where is your car?
Emotoka yeriwa.
Where is your car?
Fetwe vuga fugwe yeriwa.
We are driving. Where is your car?
Despise and ignore the shame.
Nyoma erove kuswala.
Omanyi perfume. Oyambala perfume ki?
Do you, which kind of perfume do you wear?
Anti bakubuza. Kubanga wabagamba nti bwe bafunanga ebizibu bajje uwo basabire.
Because you told them once you have problems come to me.
Anti bagala kubuza bakunyoma.
Now they want to ask you.
Because bambala perfume ezamanyo okusinga gwe.
They are despising you because they wear better perfumes.
Perfume ki je wekuba?
Which perfume do you use?
Nze nze nekuba Dolce. Yamitwaro. Despise and ignore the shame.
Nyoma okuswala.
Despise it.
Kunyome.
Because there is a price to pay.
Banga waliwo mutango gokusasula.
But there is a glory waiting for us.
Ne waliwo ekiti wekitulindirira.
The Bible says when Jesus went through these things.
Bible yagabu yaita bintu bino byonna.
They are kind enough to tell us where he is.
Batubulide wawani.
He is seated.
Atudde.
Now.
Kakati.
The right hand
kumukono gwa dio
of the throne
ogwentebe
of God
ya Katonda.
That is glory.
Chitiwa.
There's a glory waiting for you.
Eche chitiwa chikulindi.
Child of God.
Mwana Katonda.
There's a glory waiting.
Walwe chitiwa.
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 I don't know who I came for, but there is a glory waiting.
Walwe chitiwa chikulindiride.
And the Bible says somewhere in Romans 8 it says as we wait.
Era Bible yagamanga bwe tulindirira.
The Lord
Katonda.
We are stretched.
Tuba tusindikirizwe tugazi.
We are diminished.
Tetugwao.
We are not diminished.
Tetugwao.
He equates us to a pregnant mother.
Atufananya ngo muchala
lyo. The longer they wait,
jako mukulinda.
The larger they become.
Ayongera kugaziwa.
It's I think Romans 8:24 says as we wait we become large.
Ngabwe tulindirira tugaziwa.
We are stretched.
Tugaziwa.
God is stretching us.
Katonda tugazia.
And in Galatians 6:9 says if you don't give up sowing.
Eraga mabwo talekera okusiga.
If you don't give up sowing.
Botalekera okusiga.
In the due season.
Muchisere kitufu.
You will reap.
Oja kungula.
You will reap.
Oja kungula.
There is a harvest coming for every person that has refused to give up.
Waliwo amakungula gajeri buli muntu yenaga nyoko bivaka.
Please get to your feet.
Imiya kubigerebe.